Girls are live today, and Fill It Up Again is the tune that begins the album that came out last February, All That We Let In. It's funny, we usually have you on right when the album comes out, but we're sort of in the middle of the cycle this time, which got me kind of thinking, because we kind of measure everything album by album, but these, you were doing these songs, were you doing them last summer?
Some of them, yeah. I think what it was is we recorded the record at the beginning of last summer, and then we went out in August and played some of the songs just to kind of test them out. We know them a little better now.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
I missed a chord on that last
one. Well, it kind of bears in mind the whole thing of an album as a snapshot in an artist's life, and sometimes it doesn't seem completely accurate because when it finally comes out, they're old songs, they're older songs. You've moved on. You've probably written a whole bunch of new ones, and at this point,
I wish.
Well, no. So that's not your. You're not like. I write all the time. You're like, uh-oh, we have to do an album kind of writer?
Well, I think Amy's more prolific than I am at this point in life. She can write all the time, but... And I've gotten to write more on the road and stuff, but a lot of times, after a show, I'm tired or I'm trying to save my voice or stuff like that. So for me, it's easier for me to write when I'm home and not on the road. But it's much more of a discipline. I used to just wait for the muse to visit, and she's more fleeting now.
Now, Amy, just because you write about it more, do you do more traveling than Emily? Because you've got a young...
I don't think so. It's funny. I think Emily actually travels more than
really?
I do. When I'm home, you know.
You're there.
I've toured a little more because I toured as a solo artist too.
Right.
But as far, Emily has seen much more of the world than I.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because
I love to travel.
Because you know, your song about the song about the Australian wrecking crew. I'm not sure where that took place. And then there's a song about in sort of a European song on this one, that heartache for everyone to.
Yeah. Those are from tour. Those are from Indigo Girl tours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not travel for pleasure.
No, I milk them.
Yeah.
For everything I can get.
You know, I was thinking as Emily was doing that one, it's kind of a love gone sour song, and it's kind of a happy song. And then you actually point out that Heartache for Everyone, it's kind of got a ska feel. It's kind of like but it's also a love didn't work kind of song. Yeah.
Sort of song, but it also is happy in a way. It's I don't know how to describe it.
Well, it's a great song. I love this one. Can you do Heartache for Everyone?
We'll do the acoustic version, which is a little bit of a stretch.
Oh, okay.
But it's a fun stretch. So
okay.